to help you with how to operate the gift in the local church. Because many of us belong to denominations, we belong to local churches, and sometimes our problem is that I am not an ordained prophet. How do I operate the gift in the local church effectively? That has become an issue of concern. One day I was with my spiritual father, and a gentleman came to him and said, "Papa, I belong to this church, but I find it difficult to operate the prophetic. How do I go about it?" And my spiritual father asked me to share with the young man what I do, how I have been able to keep myself and operate the gift in my church with this young guy. And that is what I want to share with you now. Are you ready?
Answer.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So number one is that understand the protocol of structure. Understand the protocol of structure. Every local church has their leadership structure. Every local church have their own culture. And there is a certain climate in that local church. So you should know and understand what kind of church you are in. In my church, where I am pastoring officially, there is a certain culture. You understand? There is a certain structure and protocol. So because I know that, it guides me and it helps me know how to operate in my prophetic gift. Number two is that if you really want to operate the gift in the local church, don't ever place demand on the pulpit. Don't place demand or fight for the platform. Don't be telling your pastor, "Now I can see visions and I can hear, so give me the platform to preach this coming Sunday." When you do that, you are already, you know, putting yourself in trouble. You are going to cause problems in the local church. So don't ever request for it. Don't ever fight for it. Just be humble and wait for the due time where they will give you a platform. Because if you really want to operate, it will lead me to the third thing. What you must do is that you must be an intercessor for the church. I'm teaching you how to operate. Pray for the church. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the individuals in the church. Pray for the families in the church. The more you do that, the more God will now give you prophetic revelations about the church. So as I sit here, what I do is that I pray for the overall church leader in our church. I pray for him. Every day I pray for him. And the more I pray for him, the more I receive revelations about him. I pray for my church leaders. The more I do that, the more I see visions and dream about them. You understand me?
Yes.
So if you really want to operate effectively, pray and intercede for them. And number four is that anytime there is a prayer meeting or a church service, you know, in our Pentecostal environment, we allow people to spontaneously prophesy. So we can be praying, and somebody will receive a prophetic word. The person will just come to the front and take the microphone. And we all know that the person is coming to prophesy. That is our culture. So I don't know about your culture, but in our context, that is allowed. So in case there are prayer meetings or church services, sometimes if God gives you a word, one of the things you can do is that prophesy. If God gives you a word, prophesy. If God shows you something, tell the leader in charge that God has shown me something I want to share. Sometimes they will tell you, "Oh, share with me first." Do it. Do it. Do it. So share your revelations, at least with three trusted people. You must do that because so that if the first person does not take you serious, at least the second person will take you serious. If the second does not take you serious, at least the third person will take you serious. So make sure you share your revelation with trusted people. All right? And the final thing is that in case you receive any appointment into leadership, that becomes a plus for you to exercise your gift. So in case you become a church elder, a church deacon, a church deaconess, a pastor, or whatever, then it becomes a plus. So at least you have a platform on which you can exercise your gift. So these are the six main ways you can operate the gifts in the local church effectively.